Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
In just a few moments, we want to bring you a message called Out of Darkness that I preached recently in the sanctuary of Christian Apostolic Church. And we are praying for God to unleash the same healing and salvation and blessing on you that He did on us that night in our sanctuary. But first, I want to bring you some great music from the Ready to Be Free music CD. This is the Union City Apostolic Choir singing Free at Last.
Freedom with God. Choir, help us sing about freedom.
Free!
Tell us how you got free.
When God found me, He had to look in the darkest place. I was bound in the bondage of sin, in chains of a broken home, ungodly relationships, petty crimes, drugs and alcohol. I had given up on hope. But one Sunday morning I heard the gospel, and now I am glad I can say I'm no longer bound, but thank God, I'm free at last.
I went to church on a Sunday morning, and I went and I prayed, and the preacher explained to me, said that if you repent of your sin, that God will forgive you, that God will move in your life, that God will start working miracles in your life. And I repented of my sin. I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And at that time, I was facing a situation that where I was facing 20 years. And the district attorney, he promised that he would give me 20 years. But I tell you, God moved in my life, and God delivered me. And I couldn't do it myself. I called it on the name of Jesus Christ. He set me free. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I don't care what you've been through or what you've done. If you can have a personal encounter with God, by the Spirit of God, you will be free. No matter who you are, no matter what background you have, no matter what you've experienced, God will free you. Sing it, choir.
I'm free.
Yeah.
to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles. I want to read from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the New Testament, if you'll get 1 Peter open, and then look with me in the Old Testament in Psalm 107. Psalm 107, beginning with verse 13, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder." And then if you'll look with me in the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 2, and reading there, verse beginning with verse 7, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Amen. Let's pray over the word of the Lord here tonight for God's touch and help. Lord, we call upon you for your grace, for the flow of your healing. Let your virtue, Lord, flow in this house. God, I pray, shine the light of truth and the light of your power and your spirit into our hearts, Lord, and our minds tonight, into every crevice, Lord, of our existence. Shine your light and do your work in this house, we pray. In Jesus' name. Before you're seated, would you join me in giving a great shout of praise to the Lord? Amen. God bless you as you're seated. I just want to remind you that you are in an apostolic Pentecostal church. There will be no usher to come to escort you out if you give praise to the Lord tonight. There will not be any trustee telling you you have to leave if you need to interrupt, so to speak, tonight with worship and praise to God. In fact, if you feel that you want prayer or you want to come to the altar, in a church like ours, you don't even have to wait till the end of the message. Anytime you feel the Spirit of the Lord quicken you to do something, be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. We spoke this morning that everything needs to be done decently and in order, but we know that the Spirit of the Lord moving on you, that you can respond to that without being out of order tonight. Amen. This is a church where we know that God's not deaf, but we also know that God's not nervous either. Amen. We don't lift our voices because we think God is hard of hearing. And we don't all pray one at a time because we know God can hear everyone at once. We lift our voices because our hearts are overwhelmed with gratitude for the greatness of God. And we read in the Bible, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Some people who walk in darkness can't understand why we praise God like we do. But we have the light of the Lord God Almighty shining in our lives, in our families, in our church. And it makes us want to give him praise. I want to ask you one more time, join me in giving a shout of praise to the Lord Almighty. Amen. I want to read some scriptures for you. If you'll go back with me and look in some Old Testament scriptures, I want to read a little bit more for you of Psalm 107 than what I read earlier. Psalm 107 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Folks, I want you to know this world needs to hear a message of truth. And if the redeemed of the Lord won't say it, who is going to say it? Amen. In a world that tells us you need to shut up about that. You need to be quiet about holiness. And you need to be quiet about the sanctity of life. You need to be quiet about praying for Jerusalem and loving the Jewish people. We rise up to say, I will not keep silent. I will shout the truth because the Lord has shined the light of his word in my heart. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their darkness. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Folks, did you hear this? This passage does not describe to us wonderful, godly people who in their godliness were persecuted and afflicted, and the Lord looked on their godliness and said, I will help you because of your godliness. The scripture says it was the disobedient. It was the fools. It was the people who had deliberately walked away from truth, walked away from God, and the Lord allowed distress to come upon them. And even those who did not deserve it, even those who were unworthy, when they cried out to the Lord, he heard them and he helped them. Folks, this is a message of the mercy of God that endures forever. I bring you good news, even if you have had rebellion in your life, in your track record, even if you've been foolish, even if you've been backslidden, even if you've been far from God, if you will just cry to the Lord in your distress, he will have mercy on you. He will shine the light of his word and of his spirit on you and bring you out. Amen. I want to read for you a couple of other verses. If you'll look with me in Isaiah, praise God. Isaiah chapter 9 has a wonderful verse that I want to read for you in relation to this. My title tonight is Out of Darkness. And Isaiah, in this wonderful chapter where he gives us a marvelous prophecy of the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, he says this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the nations. And then he says this amazing thing. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. I just want to ask you tonight, is there anybody here that when you think back, you remember when you walked in darkness? Anybody here remember days of addiction? Anybody here remember days of affliction? Anybody here remember days when your sin was upon you like fetters of iron and you could not break free? And in that darkness came a light of the Holy Ghost as the Lord God Almighty came and broke your bands asunder. And today we stand with our hands lifted. We're not addicted anymore. We're not alcoholics anymore. We're not immoral anymore. The Lord God Almighty reached in and brought us out of darkness. I know I've asked you several times, but would you one more time? Let's stand to our feet and let's give a shout of praise to the Lord for his mercy and goodness. This verse in Isaiah 9:2. It's quoted in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 4. And this verse I read for you in Psalm 107, it's referenced in the New Testament in Luke chapter 1, verse 79. The scripture says of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 1, I'd like to ask you to turn with me there. The scripture describes the entrance of the Messiah into this cosmos as a coming of the light of God. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. It literally means the thought of God, the plan of God, the intent of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Folks, this is the crucial question. And I hearken back to something that Elder Zach Sandy said earlier tonight. It's not a question of whether God is here. It's not a question of whether God exists. It's not a question of whether God is accessible or reachable. There's only one question, and that is, how will you respond to the light? There's a Bible verse that says that when the light shined, that men who loved their evil deeds preferred the darkness above the light, because they did not want the light to reveal their wickedness. Folks, that's the opposite of how I feel. I cry out to the Lord, Lord, search my heart. Shine the light of your spirit and your truth upon my life. See if there be any wicked way in me. That was the cry of the poet King David. He said, Lord, I need you to measure me. I need you to analyze me. I need you to evaluate me. The scripture, the New Testament says that when we compare ourselves among ourselves, we do not wise. Folks, don't stand yourself up against the drug addict or that drunkard in the alley and say, oh, I feel pretty good by comparison to him. No, we compare ourselves against the standard of perfection, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are a people born in darkness, but the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And that light, when it shines in darkness, you need to rise up. Don't sit there and say, I can't comprehend this. Rise up. I want to read for you another scripture in Colossians chapter 1. And in the passage in which the scriptures tell us that Jesus is the very human manifestation of God, we find this amazing passage. Colossians chapter 1, and I'm beginning with verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You hear that, folks? It's the opposite of comprehended it not. And he says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I just want to pause here and say, we don't serve God because we think it makes us better than everybody else. We don't live for God in holiness and ethical standards of righteousness and separation from the world because we feel proud about it or because we think it makes us better than others. We are simply comprehending the light and walking in the truth of the light. Amen. And he said that he prayed for the Colossian saints that they would walk worthy of the Lord. And he described it this way in verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I'd like for you to look with me at another passage of scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Folks, I want you to hear me. There is nothing proud in that statement. It is not we who elevated ourselves. It is the Lord who by his grace and mercy shined the light of truth into our lives. And when we were granted that wonderful gift, we responded to that with comprehension and understanding and arose and worked with God to allow God to elevate our life. And so it is. It is not a statement of pride. It is not a statement of ego. It is giving glory to him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light to stand and recognize the reality. We are not addicts. We are not immoral. We are not worldly. We are not those who have no separation. We are the peculiar people, the royal priesthood that are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so it is that we can say, we are not of the night. We are not of darkness. I say this with humility and with compassion to those that walk in darkness. You live in darkness. Your wardrobe is a wardrobe of darkness, lacking modesty, lacking gender distinction. Your life is a life in which wickedness and evil is mingled into everything you read and everything you watch and every bit of music you listen to. And you're like in a rat race. It's just from one sin to another and from one wild party to another and from one high to another and from one addiction to another and from one sin to another. And you're just always hungry and always thirsty and always searching, and you can never find what you're looking for. Hear this, preacher. In the name of Jesus, the gospel is available for you. You can get off that rat race and repent of your sins and turn to the Lord. You can find light for your soul. I want you to know tonight that this light not only provides for us of a change of our lifestyle and allows us to walk worthy of the vocation whereunto we're called, but this light also brings healing. And I read for you tonight that the Lord sent his word. Oh, wait a minute. We just read in John chapter 1 when he sent his word, that means he sent the light. When he sent his word, that means he sent Jesus. And the Bible says regarding that light, regarding Jesus, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Amen. Folks, tonight in this service, every time I have closed my eyes, I saw the light. Every time I closed my eyes, it's like the Lord showed me a vision of the city of David, and Jerusalem is a city set on a hill, and it is surrounded by hills. There's a Bible verse of Jerusalem that says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so is the Lord about his people. Amen. Folks, that is here in our midst tonight. There is healing for your body in this place right now. I want to ask you to stand, and the musicians, if they will come to help me. And when we got ready to pray for the sick, I felt an unction to pray for Elder Claypool. And as we were praying for the sick, one of the elders came and said, I feel an unction for us to pray for Elder Claypool. We went and prayed for him right at that moment. And as we did, folks, we were like mountains surrounding Jerusalem. I want to pray that prayer again. Elder, if you'll step down right over here. And I want to ask seven of you men, if you will, come and get around him. Amen. Folks, there is a mighty touch of God here tonight. There is a mighty touch of God here tonight. Hallelujah. Sister Rhonda, if you'll step out there, I want to ask seven of our ladies if they'll get around you and pray. I want to ask some of you other ladies, maybe seven other of you ladies, if you'll go back and lay your hand on Sister Regina Todd. Be unto them that intercessor, that one who is like the mountains that surround Jerusalem. And when you lay your hand upon them, lay your hand in faith that the power of God is here to do the work. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke sickness right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every manner of affliction. In the name of Jesus, for whoever's listening right now that's fighting cancer. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke cancer. For whoever here is fighting high blood pressure and heart problems, in the name of Jesus, I shine the light of the Holy Ghost on heart problems and high blood pressure problems. In the name of Jesus, let the light of the Spirit of God burn away sugar diabetes. Woo! In the name of Jesus, I command depression to go. In the name of Jesus, I command fear to go. In the name of Jesus, I command confusion to go. Let bone be knit to bone. Let sinew and flesh be put back in its proper place. In the name of Jesus, I speak restoration to the nervous system, restoration to the brain stem, restoration to the spinal column, restoration to the body. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.